Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petrone, alongside my co-host Anthony Adams. And we are coming to you from our Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall. AA, looking sharp today. I like the pocket square.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep
up
with you.
The tie, Bears colors.
Just trying to keep up with you.
Looking good.
I'm in the spirit. I'm in the Bear Down spirit.
It's going to be a really good show today. So after a successful Moms Football Safety Clinic last season, the Bears brought the event back to the Walter Payton Center again this year. Hall of Famer Mike Singletary, Kyle Long's mother Diane, and others offered perspective and advice to mothers in attendance.
I think Marquis is a believer.
Tell him I said what's up.
It's a personal family decision to let your kid participate in a sport. And before you do that, you need to have all the facts. So I think tonight is an excellent opportunity for moms to come, learn about what USAA football has done to improve and make the game of football more safe.
We're ready, ladies. Yeah. One more time. We ready, ladies? Yeah. Here we go. Feet.
Feet.
Squeeze.
Squeeze.
Sing.
Sing.
Hand.
Hand.
The mothers received information about player safety, heat and hydration, proper equipment fitting, and concussion awareness.
Anytime you pay attention to a particular part of the game and emphasize some of the downfalls of it, and I think it creates awareness. And when you do that, I just think it makes the game that much better.
Let's go. All night long, baby. Hey, all night long. All night.
We've had three boys who've played football, and it's been an integral part of our lives. And I want other families to consider having football a part of their lives and not be intimidated by all of the kind of media reports about concussions. Football, bottom line, is an inherently dangerous sport, as is ice skating, as is hockey, as is gymnastics, cheerleading.
Diane watched her husband, Howie Long, have a Hall of Fame career, and now they've supported their sons through high school football, college football, and the pros. Kyle with the Bears and Chris with the St. Louis Rams.
I'm not trying to convince someone to let their kid go out and play football. Trust me, it's scary. Our kids have had injuries and knocked heads, but what they've learned from the game of football far outweighs the bumps and bruises that they've endured. So for us personally, I can only talk about our experience and the lessons that kids learn playing football, the perseverance, the ability to fail at something and get back up. And I think it makes very, very successful young men.
Squeeze!
Great to hear from, especially Miss Long. It was great because as a parent, you want to hear that, where a lot of times when people with football, you don't want to get back into football. But then for them to say that it's safe and it's really up to the parent, that's how I probably took most of it from her, saying that, you know what, I'm a parent. I want to make sure my son is safe.
The biggest thing that I have learned so far is concussions. That's my biggest worry when it comes to my son. This is the second year playing football, so I learned a lot about that.
Ask questions, communicate to the coaches.
Both Diane Long and Mike Singletary said they hope the mothers found the football safety clinic to be informative and helpful for both them and their children.
It's one of those things where my mom didn't want me to play. Everybody said, well, you're too small to play. You're going to get hurt. And I think just being able to really emphasize the fundamentals and techniques and all of the little things that coaches talked about, just trying to continue to really understand and do those things.
Anthony, nice to see Samurai Mike at the Walter Payton Center for that event. What are some of your memories of Mike Singletary from your time with the 49ers?
I remember after practice, he used to have us running gassers, and he used to run them with us. So after practice, he'd be over there standing, hey, let's go, man, let's go. And he would run and touch the line, come back. He would beat some guys. He didn't beat me. You know, of course, I'm so fast.
Oh, yeah.
So elusive.
No way.
I used to be running, looking at him like, hey, let's go, coach.